Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, as always, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, it's a new day. As I sit here recording, the calendar says January 20th, 2021. Yes, it's a new day. Of course, it's always a new day. I must confess, I'm sitting here trying to think about what's so important about this particular day. Obviously, there's a few things that come to mind. It's still January, still the season for New Year's resolutions. Well, no, that's not it. We're almost finished with January. If I were that serious about New Year's resolutions, I would have made them by now. Oh, of course, there is that farewell speech that President Trump made before he said goodbye to Washington, D.C., hopped on a plane, and flew back to Florida. Yeah, that's certainly a big part of the day. Now the fun begins. We can start hearing from the so-called prophets who predicted Trump would serve another 4 years about how they were really predicting Trump's return in 2024. See, you didn't understand them correctly. Yeah, they're talking about Trump's return in 2024, or perhaps about how their prophecy would have come true if only the Christian people had more faith. It's not about them. It's about you. In your faith. So that's going to be interesting. Still, I can't help thinking that there's something else happening today as well. Some big, significant event, maybe for the country, or maybe it's just for me personally. I just know there was some major paradigm shift going on today. Some big, huge change in my life. Wish I'd written it down. If I don't figure out what it was, it's going to bug me all day. You know what it's like when those things just gnaw at you, they keep you up. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. All right. Now I remember. I was going to clean out my car today. You know, empty that small bag by the driver's seat for food wrappers that you just picked up at a takeout. One of those drive-in takeouts. You unwrap it. You start gnawing at your French fries. You stick the wrapper in the trash. Remove some of the books and papers that accumulate on the floor of your car. That kind of stuff. Clean out the car. That's what I was going to do today. Whew! Glad I remembered. And then after that, of course, I'll work on an all-Bible show for tomorrow's podcast. You're going to find that one interesting. Meanwhile, I want to wish President Trump the best. You did an outstanding job, Mr. President. You'll be difficult to replace. I will be interested to see who is sworn in next as our duly elected president. I guess we'll find out the next time we have a new duly elected president. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.